I want to explain echo. The echo is after reciting sutra. A sort of explanation of why we recite sutra. And this sutra is for such and such Buddha. Or next sutra is for arahats. Or third one is for our patriarchs. And fourth one is for disciples and students who is related to this monastery. And the ancestors or relatives who passed away. Those are echo. The first sutra, first of all, we recite sutra for Shakyamuni Buddha. And here in Tassahara, we recite sutra for Bodhi Dharma. Who is the first patriarch of China. And next, Bodhi Dharma and Dogen Zenji, who is the first patriarch in Japan. So, in India, we Shakyamuni Buddha. In China, Bodhi Dharma, and in Japan, Dogen Zenji. The first Prajnaparamita Sutra is recited for those patriarchs and Buddhas. But originally, even nowadays in Japan, we recite this first sutra for Buddha. And Dogen Zenji and Keizan Zenji, who is the founder of Sojiji Monastery. And then Keizan Zenji and many deities who protects or who is related to Dogen Zenji. When Dogen Zenji went to China, as you know, he went to China when he was 24 with Myosen. And he arrived, after his arriving at China, he stayed in the ship for three months. When he was there, he was once in a while he uh, landed. And visited many temples and came back to the ship. And in this way he spent 3 months. And during that time, his brother, Dhamma brother, who is Esai Zenji's disciple, who was Esai's disciple, Myosen. The Myosen did not stay in the ship. He landed. And he went to his teachers, temple. A temple where his teacher studied and received transmission. So he left Dogen in the ship and he landed. Dogen alone living in the ship and collecting information. At last, before he landed, monk, old monk, about 61, visited his ship. And Dogen, of course, wanted to know what is going on in China. That monk was from Ikuozan Monastery. And Ikuozan Monastery, there was a shrine where the deity called Shobo Shichiro Dai Gongen. And we recite, you know, in Eheiji, and so many monasteries we recite. We call his name Shobo Shichiro Daigen Shri Bosatsu. And that deity, which is enshrined in Ikuozan, also enshrined in Shobozan. Shobozan means to invite treasure mount, inviting treasure mount, Shobozan. And it is enshrined in a mountain where people can, from where people can see Japan and Korea. It may be pretty high mountain. And under the mountain there is a big fishing pot. There there's various trading ship come in from Japan and Korea and many places. So they call that mountain Shobozan. Shobozan means to invite treasure, inviting treasure mountain. So inviting the treasure and many things from other countries. So this mountain, this deity is very, very closely related to Dogen Zenji's trip to China. We say in the morning echo, Shobo Shichiro Daigen Shiri Basatsu, Gatto no Shinsai ni Shukukensu. Shobo Shichiro Daigen Shiri Basatsu. But here in America, we don't recite, you know. It doesn't mean much to you. So we skip Shobo Shichiro Daigen Shiri Basatsu. Or we say Gatto no Shinsai. Gatto no Shinsai means the temples in Japan who has long, long history. there are many deities had been enshrined. So those we recite sutra first of all for those deities too. But we don't recite. We do not have this kind of. Here in America, we do not have this kind of deity, so we don't. So we just recite sutra for Shakyamuni Buddha and for Dogen Zenji, Bodhidharma. Bodhidharma is the first patriarch in China. Dogen Zenji is the first patriarch in Japan. So we recite sutra not only Shakyamuni Buddha but also to those teachers. Aogi koi negawaku wa shinji fushite shoukan wo tareta mai. Aogi koi negawaku wa, it means aogi is to, you know, aogu means to, you know, look. What do you say, you know? And to look at or to look up, you know. Altar is higher place, so aoni koi negawaku. Shinji fushite. Aoni koi negawaku wa shinji. Fushite shoukan wo tareta mai. Shinji means mercy. I want to receive. Koi negawakuwa means we want, you know. Koi negawakuwa. I want to receive. The shokan is wisdom. I want to receive wisdom of the Buddha. We have. It's like Jōrai means, Jō is, you know, it's very difficult, Jō. Up and down, up is Jō, down is, again. Jōrai means, we, you know, so far we decided sutra, you know. So far we recited the sutra we recited. So far, maybe. The sutra we recited is for Jōrai. Jōrai the sutra, Mahaprajna Paramita Pridaya Sutra. Now, so far we recited the sutra of Mahaprajna Paramita. And we respectfully so far we decided sutra Prajna Paramita. And its merit is, by its merit, we want to repay the mercy of great teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha. And Joyo Daishi, Nichiki Shoso, Nichiki, Shintan Shoso. Shintan means China. Shoso means the first patriarch. The first patriarch in China, Bodhi Dharma, Daiyosho, and first patriarch in Japan, Ehe Dōgen Daiyosho. Nichiki means Japan. Shoso means the first patriarch. Ehe Dōgen is Dōgen's name. The monastery he founded is named Ehechi. So Dōgen is called after the monastery he founded. Dōgen is called Eihe Dōgen. Eihe Dōgen Daiwasho no tame ni shitatemasu. And we here, we recite sutra in Zendo. Now, Zendo, as you know, we have Monjushiri Bodhisattva. So we also recite Prajna Paramita. Prajna Paramita Sutra is for Monjushiri Bodhisattva too. So we call four names. The great benevolent teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha, and the first patriarch in China, Bodhi Dharma Daiyosho, the first patriarch in Japan, Eihe Dōgen Daiyosho, and the great Daisho means great sage Monjushiri Bodhisattva. And we want to respect or repay the benevolence of those teachers and bodhisattvas. That is what echo means. Echo, which Dōan recite means. Also, we skip many deities which is related to our history. I think it is necessary for you to know what kind of feeling we have when we recite sutra for the those teachers.
Let me continue.
Something which Dogen experienced in his voyage to China. It was not so easy things to go to China at that time. Three times, a ship, big ship could go to China, according to the historical events. So, it cost a lot of money to go to China by big ship, and it took more than 1 month to go to from Japan to China. So it is not at all easy thing. So after arriving in China, Dogen spent 3 months in the sea. During time, he was very much discouraged in one way to see bad practice of Chinese famous Zen masters. I think this is always true. If you go to Japan to study Buddhism, you will be also discouraged to see many famous Zen, famous Zen masters. According he described, Dogen Zenji described in Shobo Genzo, what kind of experience he had at that time, good and bad. He also, he respected, after he received transmission, because of Nyojo Zenji, he respected Chinese priest very much. But before he met with Nyojo Zenji, he was pretty critical with Chinese monks. For instance, he said, Chinese monks did not know even precepts, which is described in Kengon Sutra or many other precepts. Book of precepts, sutra precepts. They didn't know at all. They had long fingers and long hair. Very interesting. And that clothing, and they did not know even to how to rinse their mouth. That is why he wrote Shobo in one of the first scroll of Shobo Genzo, how to clean up our face and body. After, when you go to a restroom, or when you get up. And he says, their breathing had strong smell from two, when he talked with some famous teachers. he could he could hardly stay with him because his breath and exhale is too bad, smells too bad. And you know, even in great China, there is not much good teachers, and he was very much discouraged. And they did not know even what is precepts. But on the other hand, you know, the monk who visited his ship to buy mushroom. You know, at that time, maybe Japan ships from Japan loaded a lot of mushroom, Japanese mushroom. So the head cook of Yukuozan Monastery, you know, visited ship from Japan, and he wanted to buy some mushroom. So Dogen Zenji, you know, seeing a monk who is buying mushroom, and addressed him, "Where are you from?" And he said, "I am a head cook of Yukuozan Monastery." Next day is July 5th, and we will have, you know, noodle. We must serve noodle for monks. So for noodle, we want mushroom for seasoning. You know, if you put mushroom in a noodle soup, it tastes very well, as you know. So, for a special occasion of July 5th, he came to buy some mushroom to Dogen's ship. But he said, "I cannot talk with you so long because I am very busy. Tomorrow I must, by tomorrow, by this for seasoning, you know, if you put mushroom in a noodle soup, it tastes very well, as you know. So, for a special occasion of July 5th, he came to buy some mushroom to Dogen's ship. But he said, "I cannot talk with you so long because I am very busy. Tomorrow I must, by tomorrow, by this evening, I must go back to the temple because tomorrow I have to cook for monks." But he was over 60. So Dogen Zenji wondered, you know, in such a great monastery, there must be someone, you know, some young priest who may cook for monks you know. So he asked you to stay for one night and to tell him something about Chinese monasteries. But he said, I am busy. I must go home, go back to the temple. And Dogen asked again, you are over 60. You don't have to work so hard. You must rest. And you must read some scriptures. Or you must study some koan. Or you must study, you must spend your time in sitting meditation or reading sutras, he said. That is more appropriate practice for you, Dogen said. But that monk said, you don't know what is practice. You, a venerable priest from Japan, do not know what is practice. And you don't even know what is character to read. You don't know any character. You don't know any Chinese character even. You cannot read anything. Even though you read it, that will not help you, he said. So he was very, startled. And Dogen asked again, then what is character? If I don't know any characters. I think I know many characters. In his mind, he read whole scriptures three times, at that time. It is difficult for usual person to read all the scriptures once, even in his whole life. But at age of 24, he went over three times all the scriptures. But he said, you don't know any character, Chinese characters even. That monk said to him. And he was very ashamed of himself. And he couldn't say anything. And that monk said, if you want to know what is character, you should come to my monastery. Then I will show you what is actual character. That monk said to Dogen. And later Dogen says, it is because of that monk that I could understand a little bit about Buddhism, Zen Buddhism. So, not all the, in China, even though almost all the monks were not so good, but there were several good ones, including this monk, head cook of Ikuozan. The first sutra is for Shakyamuni Buddha. The Shakyamuni Buddha means, as you know, sometimes he may be a historical Buddha, and sometimes he may be a Dhamma, Dhammapada, and sometimes he may be you yourself, which has same Buddha nature as as Buddha. So when we say Shakyamuni Buddha, we mean Shakyamuni Buddha, who is one with us, who is one with Shakyamuni Buddha, and who is one with us. Shakyamuni Buddha is nothing but each one of ourselves. That is Shakyamuni Buddha in its true sense. The first sutra is Prajnaparamita. It's recited to the Shakyamuni Buddha, which can be each one of ourselves, which can be a Dhamma body, or which can be a historical Buddha who was born in 2,500 some years ago. Do you have some questions? Bodhi, Manjushri is, symbolic Buddha of wisdom. Wisdom means, not wisdom in its usual sense. Wisdom means something more than that, which not accumulation of knowledge or wisdom to know something. The wisdom means fundamental truth, so-called li, li. So when we practice that, what we will have is Manjushri's wisdom, or Manjushri's true nature. That is why we recite sutra. We have Manjushri in Zendo. So we resume the true nature of Manjushri. We are supposed to resume the true nature of Manjushri. That is why we have Manjushri in our Zendo.
Stay on the ship.
He wanted to. He carefully, wanted to know where he should go. Where he should be. Once in a while, of course, he visited. Many temples around there. But he came back to the city. And he was preparing to, he he was writing many letters to the many temples, you know. He did not, you know, without any preparation, he did not call any temples. Maybe that is the reason.
In the last line of the sutra, Kamijion Nimukun Koto, that word Mukuin.
Mukuin.
It means pay back. Could you explain exactly what that means? That seems to be a very important part of that, the echo.
Yeah. Kami is, you know, Kami means up, so, you know, towards Buddha, you know, Kami. To the Buddha, Kami. Jivon means Buddha's mercy. Buddha's mercy means Buddha who left teaching for us. Buddha who transmitted his spirit to us. And Buddha who encouraged, who is encouraging our practice, who is protecting our practice always. So we say, Ho Nyu no Jivan, Ho Nyu no Jivan, Ho a Dhamma milk. You know. The benevolence of Dhamma milk, giving Dhamma milk. To pay back his...
Who gets served?
Hmm? We.
The ones who are chanting
are... By merit of chanting this sutra, or by practice of chanting. What we want to do is to pay back Buddha's, you know, mercy of milk, Dhamma milk.
Are we paying it back by practicing?
Yes. To pay back, the way to pay back to the mercy is to practice hard is only way to pay back his mercy. There's no other way. So practicing, chanting, sutra chanting, sincerely, we pay back. In this way, we pay back to the mercy of Buddha. That is what it means. Hi.
I don't understand how there can be more than one Buddha, how there can be
more than
Bodhidharma with one personality and Dogen with another personality.
Yeah. It can be more, but we pick up, you know, just three. It can be numerous, innumerable, but we pick up Shakyamuni Buddha from India, from China, Bodhidharma, from Japan, Dogen Zenji. We should call Keizan Zenji's name, but when, you know, because we pick only one from China, so in America we picked up only one from Japan, who is the first patriarch in Japan. Do you understand? It is a kind of representative.
Did they differ in personality?
Yes.
And how can that be if they are all Buddhists?
A good question. It must be so, you know. We shouldn't be all, you know, we shouldn't be like all of us should not be like Shakyamuni Buddha, who was born in India more than 2,000 years ago. We cannot be the same. We say, we are like a candle, big and small candle, red and white candle, you know. And there is big and small candle, but fire is the same, you know. And the stream is the same, shallow and deep, and flowing fast, and some in the mountain, it will flow fast. In the field, it will go slower, and maybe deeper. But it is same water. Unless you don't understand this point, you don't understand Buddhism. Spirit is the same, but how, you know, someone express it and the spirit is different. It cannot be same. Okay? So should be different. But there is no contradiction. That is, maybe I have to explain tomorrow. Then. Some other questions? Hey. Hmm? Oh, hey.
Great faith. In something so big and so far away, so long ago, and this practice that we have here is so small and so new, and our flame, our candle is so small, that it's very hard sometimes to believe that when we say Bodhidharma and Dayosho or Dogen's name in the echo, that they really will come here, that we can feel close to these men. I know it must be so, but it's very hard to feel.
Yeah. I fear for you, you know, it is absolutely necessary, you know, to be related to this kind of, you know, spiritual history, you know. We must make a great effort to get contact with this kind of spiritual, you know, history or effort of great sages. You say you cannot understand. There's no wonder for us that I cannot understand. You may say, but it means that you gave up, you know, already to understand something. which has been going, you know, in our human history. Someday. Why I say someday? It's, you know, you will see here in Tapa many teachers, many good teachers. Then you, through their character, they will understand. You will understand something. Not literally, but you will feel something. So, you know, we come to the point where we should make one step forward in our practice in Zen Center. So far, you know, we somehow get together and started Zen Center practice. So that, you know, to establish American Buddhism, you know, so far we have striving for establishing something. But when you say American Buddhism or establish something, you know, it is something like for your convenience, because this is America. America must have American, our own way of Buddhism. That is very true. Very true, but
one point is missing.
As, what is your name? As someone said, you know, we cannot understand why we pick up, pick up Bodhidharma or Dogen or Buddha. They are three different characters. Pretty soon you will have, you know, one more character. From America. They should be different. They are different, but they should be connected with some spiritual relationship. But without this kind of effort, you cannot establish American Buddhism in its true sense. The American way, if you don't like to say Buddhism, American way should be established. And when it is established, it is the American way should be closely related to some other country's way too. So your way should not be separated from other country's way. Now that is, if you try to establish something special, something different from other country's way, that is, you know, Ascetic practice. It is not Bodhisattva way. So if you, you know, think about this, you have to understand, you know, Japanese Buddhism, Chinese Buddhism, and Indian Buddhism too, as a Buddhist. So it is not so easy thing. So we should be concentrated on this point from now on.
Roshi, the phrase Dharma transmission, what exactly does that mean? What is the Dharma transmission?
If you are ready to listen to me, I will explain to you. I have it, and you have it. So when I give you, I will explain what it is. But if I, even though I explain it, if you don't understand, you know, it doesn't make any sense. So more closer relationship between us is important and necessary. Real, you know, human relationship.
If your name were chanted in Metro, would it be Zinchen Shenryu Daiyosho? Like, Ehei Jogen, Ehei Jogen? So, would we use this place's name?
If my name, maybe, I don't know. I have, my teacher gave me my name already. Not Zen Shin Shunryu.
I thought that he was called Ehei Dogen in there because he was trying to Ehei the temple. Not because Ehei was his name.
Mm-hmm.
Was Ehei his name?
Ehei, no. Not his name. His temple's name. He called his temple Ehei. That's up to you. Whatever you call me, it's okay with me. Anyway, I don't listen to you. After you receive ordination, you know, strictly speaking, we should use his Buddhist name, like Soju, you know. We'll do it, you know. He's Soju.
Hi.
Oh. Roshi, you don't use that, the name that your teacher gave you, do you?
My name is Shunryu.
Shunryu.
Shunryu. This is the name. Not much. do it, you know. He's soldier.
But
Rosh, you don't use that,
the name that your teacher gave you, do you?
My name is Shindyu. Shindyu. This is the name. Hmm? Not much. You make me blush. You must be a great teacher, you know, not me. You must use your name. But I'm okay. I'm here anyway, drinking water, a lot of water. My teacher died when I was 32 years old. I was not so lucky, you know, at this point. I want to live as much as I can. No. I was very weak. I didn't think I will live more than 60. But 66 is, so 6 is extra. Now I become greedy because of you. 10 years more, give me 10 years of life. I'm asking Buddha, give me 10 years more. Then you will be, you know, 40, 50. You will be a good teacher. If you try hard, if you follow Buddhist way, you will sure to be a good person. That is quite, I am so sure about that. Each student here, you know, improved a lot. But it's better. So if you live, if you practice our way, maybe 5 more years you will be a quite different person. Our way is difficult. Why it is difficult? It is because it is too simple. It looks like nothing happening. All day long, day after day, we are carrying stones and building cabins, scrubbing floors, eating same food. You know, it looks like nothing happening here. But something great is happening here. I'm quite sure about that. then you will know what is transmission, what is Bodhidharma or Dogen or Buddha. You yourself are Buddha. Then you will recite sutra with full joy to pay back their mercy.